Your mind has a flood of questions. There is but one teacher who can answer them. Who is that teacher? Your silence-loving heart. Possible thief in our inner life. It takes away all our precious inner wealth. Doubt is a slow poison. Why? Because doubt starts doubting itself. Today you doubt someone, and tomorrow you doubt yourself. Today you come to one conclusion, and tomorrow another wave of doubt envelops you. That does not mean that today's doubt has been washed away. No. It has only been replaced by another doubt. You have kept doubt as your friend for a very long time. If you did not feel that doubt is your real friend, you would not have stayed with doubt. But the moment you see that a better friend is entering your life, you will not act like a fool. You will say, "Now another friend has come into my life, and I see that this friend will take me to a higher goal." Your new friends are faith and courage. These two friends have always been beside you, but you have not sided with them. If you do change friends, what happens? In the beginning, your old friends, fear and doubt, will try to bring you back. They will not want to lose your friendship. But soon, they will feel that it is beneath their dignity to mix with you. They will say, "All right, let him go. Let him go. If he does not care for us, if he does not need us, then we also do not need him." It is like human pride. When we lose a friend, at first we try to bring the friend back. When we see that it is a hopeless case, our ego comes to the fore. We say, "If he does not need us, then we also do not need him." In this way, doubt and fear leave us when we make friends with faith and courage.